I will call to order the meeting of the City of Woodway Parks and Recreation Commission. Thank y'all all for being here. So there we go, that's item number one. Look how fast we're going. Item number two, public comment. The Parks and Recreation Commission invites citizens to address the commission on any matter, including items on the agenda. Citizen comments are limited to 3 minutes unless otherwise required by law. The commission is not permitted to take any action or discuss any item not listed on the agenda. So I will now open the floor for public comments. If you could, please state your name and address.
Sure. My name's Donnie Tidmore, and it's 8907 Rolling Green Circle. And the reason I'm here tonight is our property, we're offering it to the City of Woodway. It's 3.6 acres. It's adjacent to the Arboretum. And over the years, we've been approached by several different administrations about purchasing the property. But the time just never was right when we were approached. But we would like to offer it, like sell it to the City of Woodway. And so we always wanted to be able to give it to the City of Woodway at one time, but we just haven't ever got to that point yet. But that is the reason I was here. It's just the main thing. It's just if anybody had any questions, I can stick around to the meetings over, but or during the meeting. But
okay. Right. We can ask questions right now.
Okay.
But when it comes up on the agenda, item number five, I believe City Manager?
Yes, and if he doesn't, I will.
Okay, so we'll have a presentation on it here in a few minutes.
Okay.
And then if we have questions, we can ask you then.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
Thank you all very much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And that appears to be it on the public comments, so I will close that at 5:32. Right, there. Discussion and consider action on the minutes of the regular meeting held August 22nd, 2024. The minutes were in your packets, so I will entertain a motion to discuss the minutes from August 22nd.
Make a motion to discuss.
Okay, and a second?
Second.
Okay. Are there any corrections or additions to the minutes of the Parks and Recreation Commission from August 22nd, 2024.
Thank you.
I hear none, so I will entertain a motion to approve the minutes of the Parks and Recreation Commission meeting from August 22nd, 2024.
I'll make a motion to accept the minutes.
All seconded. We have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? There we go. All right, item four, discussion and consider action on proposed improvements and or expansion of the dog park at Whitehall Park. I will entertain a motion for us to discuss this.
So I would like to make that motion.
A motion and a second. And a second. And I will turn it over to Rodney for a presentation, please.
All right. Sir. For y'all that don't know me, I'm Rodney Dietrich with the City of Woodway Streets and Parks Department. This is going to be pretty fast. I just wanted to kind of go over. It's been a interest and a lot of expressed people, wanting to expand the dog park. And y'all probably heard a lot of it, too. Well, anyway, I know Mitch and my director and the city manager, they've met out there before. And they kind of discussed it. Like I said, there's been a lot of people really wanting to either expand the dog park or maybe do something with the old playground at Whitehall Park. And which y'all know we've done moved over, and it's been a lot of concerns of what we're going to do with the old playground. Anyway, the proposed changes, which y'all can kind of kick it around and see what y'all think, is just to expand the dog park and make it larger. And that would be maybe taking down part of the old, the old fence was actually, it was repurposed. It would come from the pavilion, I think, or the arboretum, the black 6-foot chain link fence. Well, this here, if y'all want to go that route in expanding the dog park, y'all probably need to discuss a little bit and you know, let the city know. That way we can get some prices and to where we can budget it for next year's budget. And, you know, it'd be like, you know, including a dog water fountain, drain for that. The most expensive would probably be the fence. And I think normally it costs about $45 a linear foot to install that 6-foot fence. Is just a commercial grade plastic coated chain link fence. But, you know, that's something, you know, we can get the ball rolling if y'all want to go that way. But that's pretty much all I have to say. I don't know if y'all have any questions as far as, you know, what y'all think about it. I know it's been brought up before. I think even some of the old council members was concerned, like, hey, maybe we ought to expand the dog park. You know, there's a lot of people interested in what we're going to do. It's just whatever y'all want to do.
Questions for Rodney?
What is the reason that we're wanting to expand it? Is it, I mean, you're just talking about the dog.
Yes, it's basically the old playground. It's just been a lot of concerns of what we're going to do there, and a lot of people have interest in expanding the dog park. You know, maybe dressing it up a little bit. You know, maybe put some obstacle course in there for the people to bring their dogs out. But like I said, you know, we just need to find out if y'all are on the bandwagon to go that route. That way, we can go ahead and the city can start budgeting in finding out how much it's going to cost, and that way we can present it to y'all again, and that way we can present it to the city council to find out if they want to spend money on making it larger.
What's the usage? I mean, is there any tracking, or do we know?
We don't have no tracking on how much.
Why is there usually dogs there?
Every time I usually drive there a couple of times during the day. There's usually a couple people there, whether they're or not they're walking their dog or walking at the track. A lot of them just walk through there with their collars on. Not collars, but their leashes.
Yeah.
But
I see. I very seldom ever see any dogs in the little enclosure. I know they have a water fountain thing there, but
yeah.
But that alone, right there, looks, you know, pretty naked.
Yeah.
It would be nice if that was a little spruced up a little bit. Yeah. But
like I said, this is something for y'all to discuss, and if y'all don't want to go that route, we won't.
Do you know how big it is now, and like how big you're thinking to expand it? Because I know that playground area is very large. Are you thinking of using that whole space or just part?
That'd be something y'all would have to discuss and see what y'all wanted to do. If y'all wanted to expand it and make it larger, I know there's a concrete retaining wall there.
Yeah.
It would be in between. We wouldn't touch that because actually that's a drain. It's got some drainage pipe that go up underneath the old playground.
Can we get some pictures?
Yeah, we probably probably could. I figure most of y'all would know what the old grounds look like, but it would basically be just expanding, or we could have a separate dog park. You know, like I said, that's up for y'all to decide. You know, if that's the route y'all want to go, we just need to know so we can budget it for next year's.
Did you say the fencing that is currently used was like?
Yes, that was repurposed. It actually come from the Arboretum.
Okay, and so y'all don't have any more of that.
We don't have no more of that. So, you know, that's something y'all can kick around and discuss if y'all want to expand it, even if y'all want to do it. The city just needs to know whether or not we need to budget any money. Y'all want to expand it? Y'all want to have a separate dog park? We just need to get some figures.
Just from what I've seen before at dog parks, because it did look pretty small, I feel like. And I go over there a lot with my kids to let them play. So I have seen that it is pretty busy when, like, the times that I've gone over there. And it looks pretty full. That could be like I've seen some dog parks where they have, these are for smaller dogs.
Yes.
Like
that's correct.
The 20-pound below, and then the bigger area, if you do a separate one, could be like these are for the bigger dogs.
Yeah.
And so maybe that could be split into that way. Could y'all reuse any of the fencing?
Yeah, I'm sure they could you know, we would have to hire somebody to do it, of course. You know, we just have to get somebody to draw the plans out according to how y'all wanted it to look, and then we could present it again, you know, whether or not you want a separate park, a larger park, if you want to make it all one big park and have a divider in the middle. There's just different options that we could have someone draw that up, or you know, I could do it.
I think there could be a lot of possibilities.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
And have some adventures for the dogs. And
exactly, because you know that the old playground there, yeah. it's going to be used for something, of course. And
when we talked about expanding the parking lot, there was like a reason we couldn't do it over there.
Well, I think the main reason there is the parking lot was going to be on the opposite other side of the driveway. So that means the kids would be running across the driveway to get to the new playground. So that was
a big drainage issue as well.
Okay.
The family under below the hill begged, "Oh, don't put it there because we have so much runoff as it is." And the thought of it all being cemented would just unless we found a way to divert it somewhere else.
Yeah. So it's not like we're going to put another structure there or something else.
No, we really can't.
Yeah.
Do
so dog park seems like a good use of it.
But anyway, that's pretty much all I had to address the council. You know, it's for y'all to discuss and decide whether or not y'all want to move on. And I think the city council just needs to know whether or not y'all want to proceed with it or if y'all want to just scratch it. But anyway.
I just think it's so vague. I mean, you know, I'm not sure what everybody was thinking about. I didn't know we were thinking in those terms, but I like that idea because my dog is short, but she's big, she's heavy. Mm-hmm. And
would you like to come address?
Yeah, I don't know if I can fill in a whole lot of blanks, but I was out there. If I may, Mr. Chairman.
Please.
Okay, thank you. And thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. So Council Member Cook actually initiated bringing me out there. We brought our assistant city manager, Jennifer Rogers, out. And yes, to your point, it's pretty grim. There's really nothing. There's some dead grass in the existing dog park, and then right adjacent to it is a sand lot, essentially. So the thought was there's kind of two different types of fences, one that's kind of rickety and one that's a little more presentable. We would price and source a nice fence to expand into the sandy area and try to plant something, find, I don't know what you call them, obstacle courses, but if you bring Cujo out there, there's nothing for him or her to do. It's like I say, it's pretty bare, but their idea was expand that fence since we can't put the parking lot over there. It's underway as we speak. We could probably rehab the water fountain, find obstacle courses or something of that nature for the dogs to make it to where more people come out to it. Because if I had a dog, I probably wouldn't be thrilled to bring it out there, to be honest. But I think we can do a lot better, but we just needed some direction. But those were really the ideas, was expand. If you had to kind of bullet point it, it would be expand the fence, make it uniform, put some greenery down, and then something for to engage the animal while it's out there. And we didn't get much further than that because we wanted to bring it back and kind of see what everybody's thoughts were.
Pastor, do you have a question?
Well, no.
Comment?
Is there a lot of shade out there?
I don't believe in either section there is. There's the tennis courts and then the dog park, but I was sitting over there, so I couldn't see who was saying what. But to whoever's point, right, there's no separation of big dog and little dog. So that was kind of another part of her conversation, was you could have, you know, some separation. And folks are supposed to stay there with the animal, but
I was just saying the summer times are super hot out there, and when the park used to be there, I would only go to that park when it was cold because there was no shade. So I feel like there's not much shade there, so it would probably be nice to have some sort of shade for the dog owners, you know, to hang out under, so they would utilize it more in the summertime, maybe.
Yeah. I mean, whatever you can imagine, we can find products and pricing for. So, yeah, I would also agree that, yeah, it's not very comfortable for the owner either. So
it sounds like we're all in favor of doing something.
Yes.
I didn't hear anything negative. So maybe we could entertain a motion that the city staff come back with some specifics. Like I said, it's kind of vague. Some specifics of plants, obstacle course, sizes, divisions, fences. So if we could have a visual, of what we're hoping to get done.
Right. That would even encourage more ideas if we could just see, you know, a little bit more of what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. Well, if there's no other questions, we'll get to work on that. That'll give us something to go on.
So I need a motion that the city come back with a more specific plan on the expansion or improvements to the dog park.
Before y'all vote on this, is that something maybe y'all would like to discuss and maybe include, like, hey, can you give me, because it's kind of vague right now. I can get you a price on the fence, installation. As far as, do y'all want anything else in there? You know, what would you want in the park? Would you want an obstacle course, or would you want a divider?
Bench with shade.
Have y'all been to Holly Dog Park, Stony Point, and Wooded Crest? It's a privately owned one that's open
nice
to the
job.
Public. Yeah, so like they have a couple of sets of chairs with like a little table between them for drinks or whatever. They have a picnic table. So you could do a picnic table with an umbrella in the middle for shade or some things like that that don't seem like they would be crazy. They would be permanent fixtures that'd be really expensive.
Because I can go out and get prices for, you know, like the fence, the installation, obstacle course, I don't know what it'd be, what y'all wanted, picnic tables, maybe some umbrellas, dog water fountain.
How much feet are we talking about?
I don't know. That's what I say. I would have to get a price on the size of the.
Yeah, if I had to just guesstimate.
Would be good so that we can tell how wide it is right now and what we're hoping to do. My expansion.
If I had to guess just from being out there recently, I'd say it's probably each section is about 50 feet wide, maybe 175 feet back. Rough estimate. It gives you an idea. But we can certainly bring hard measurements and other things back.
If we could bring measurements and like a plan. Here's this plan, it would cost this. I think that might help us. Would that be safe to say?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I guess the motion needs to be, we would.
Like I remember when we put this in, it was a bunch of us were on the board then. We had like a presentation and there was like maybe an ABC, does this sound familiar? Well,
yeah.
A couple of them did have some tubes that dogs would run through, some obstacle course type stuff, and there was a water fountain. And we kind of, it was almost like a catalog. We were able to kind of pick through, and there were some options. Is that?
Yeah, something
that
like that.
Something
where,
like that.
Here's one proposal.
We did.
ABC.
I could have sworn.
But what Rodney's saying is, should the city council?
Yeah, I want to say it was someone, like there was a vendor that came in and presented it. Does that sound right? And we didn't do much. I mean, I remember we didn't do.
Couldn't have been that long ago.
It wasn't, because it was kind of a trial. We were going to.
If we did something, it sounds like the minimum.
Yeah.
Basically, we did. It was pretty. I mean, it sounds like what we ordered. I have to go out there and check it.
Exactly.
I think that's right.
Yeah. Because we would have built it bigger.
And we didn't add, I mean.
We just repurposed what we had.
Yeah.
Well, I'm in favor of that.
Okay, so
I mean, I wouldn't mind helping if you are looking for us to come up with our own plan. I mean, there's probably thousands of dog parks and pictures you can look at. And of course, I always like to upgrade a lot, so it might be pricey. But I mean, I don't know if you want to take it back to the council and have say we're looking at this, or if you're looking for us to say we will put together a committee and come up with what we would like to see. Like, I think that's where we are right now, too. Right. Are you?
I mean, like, did this come up because like there were so many dog owners going like, "Hey, we need more," or was it because like we got this space and we ought to do something with it, and like we just kind of drawn a blank at what else?
To be honest, I'd have to visit with that council member again that brought it to me, but just assuming, just since there's nothing out there as it stands,
yeah, just like probably, we just want to, it looks ugly and we want to do something with it.
Yeah,
if we can't afford pickleball courts or more equipment or something.
Slab for pickleball courts, probably.
I don't know. I sort of.
Well, and there was also a dog park that closed recently, but it was also clear across town. So I don't know if that would have drawn more traffic to our current dog park. I don't know. That's not close to here at all.
Do you have a sense of whether Councilmember Cook was interested and had ideas and she was looking for a thumbs up, thumbs down, or she was like, I'd love to hear some of your ideas.
She was very enthusiastic when we were out there, but it was kind of, you know, we're all just standing out there looking at a blank canvas. And yeah, we could do this, we could do that. So there was just a lot of back and forth, open discussion. But nothing concrete was ever put into place. Like, let's take this to the Parks Board and see if... I kind of just wanted to get the board's temperature on, is expanding or creating something out there. Would you be for that or not? But if you want to develop it more into, if you want staff to bring you back two or three options or pictures, I mean, we're happy to do that and have something that you can say we want option B.
I think the only thing we could vote now is yes, we're for this, but without any specifics, I don't know what we would do then. So
we said we'd like to explore maybe like
the A, B, and C
option and have like a
yes,
better out of our price range options.
Yeah. So I guess the motion.
I'll make a motion.
Okay, please make a motion.
Yeah, I make a motion that it goes back to the city council to
move forward. Does it need to go to city council or staff?
Maybe not. Staff, sorry.
Okay.
I amend my former motion. I'd like to make a motion to go back to staff to explore further options for development.
All right, so we have a motion that goes back to staff to explore our options. Okay, we need a second for that.
Second that.
I second that.
We have seconds. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Very good.
All right.
So,
thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
That's back to y'all.
Okay.
Correct.
We'll bring something to you soon.
And I think you probably need to, I think you're up next.
Next
too.
One is Mr. Tidmore.
Item 5, discussion and consider action on recommendation to City Council to explore the possibility of purchasing property at 8907 Rolling Green Drive. So I need a motion to discuss that item.
I make a motion that we discuss item number 5.
And a second?
Second.
All right, I believe we have a presentation from Mr. City.
Yes, sir. Well, we have our guest here and our proposer, Mr. Donnie Tidmore. Mr. Tidmore came in and visited with us, what's it been now, probably a month and a half ago? With a proposal to purchase his property, which is a private residence and some acreage that runs along the Arboretum. And Mr. Tidmore told me that in the past, the city had approached him and he had approached the city, and there had kind of been a back and forth discussion on the purchase of that property and the expansion of the Arboretum grounds. And I just told Mr. Tidmore that without having any of the background on that, I'd be more comfortable if he would come and make his pitch to the board for what he had in mind, but did forewarn that, you know, being a government agency or entity, we can only purchase for the appraised value or the fair market value. So Mr. Tidmore, I won't put words in his mouth, but I'll let him let him introduce himself and the property and kind of what the history is.
He talked to us during public comments before.
Oh, okay. I was on the phone with our...
Well, I mean, I would like to embellish it a little more, you know, explain a little bit more about the property and
Okay. You're welcome to, please.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. As I said earlier, my wife, Charlie, and I have owned that property since 1987 and have raised a bunch of kiddos in that house and a lot of folks from the neighborhood there. But it has come to a point we are into the regenerative farming, and I don't know if anybody's familiar with that, but we have been doing a lot of studies on that, and that's what we're wanting to move forward with ourselves. And we can do so on that acreage that we have there, but there are certain limitations that you can do within the city as far as livestock and poultry and things of that nature. So we would actually like to find property elsewhere and move on to that direction. But as I said earlier, we've always wanted to give the property to the city of Woodway, but we just never got to that point. Some of the things that I don't know, y'all have copies of the appraisal that was done on it. We spoke with that gentleman earlier today, and he said that appraisal still would stand at the 509, I believe it is. And we understand that the city can only do what the appraisal comes in at. So we are aware of that and are willing to work within those guidelines. But if anybody, if the council wanted to call him, talk to him on the board, we had a very lengthy conversation with him, and it was a hybrid evaluation that was done back in 2022, just a couple of years ago. But he said that same evaluation would stand today's time. So that was one of the things we did. We have been in the farming for a long time. We have the 3.6 acres there. I don't know if anybody wants to come out. I'd be glad to walk the property with you and show you. It's an excellent place for a lake, actually, in the back. At one time when the city was doing the sewer project, they actually had it dammed off to a point. I was sort of disappointed to see that come down when they got through with it. But I've been working with the Department of Agriculture as far as trying to get a design and implement that. But it would just be better for us to let the city of Woodway come in and take over it. I can show y'all pictures of the whole front yard with pumpkins and watermelons and cantaloupes and all those things that we planted there. But yeah, we thought it'd be good for kiddos in the neighborhood to have a, you know, place to go to and garden and farm and learn techniques and things of that nature. Lake was what I'm still trying to get that done, or I'm still in the process through the USDA as far as trying to get a rain harvesting place put in. So that's sort of where we're at. I don't know if you have any questions at all. Since that evaluation, I'll say that we've added probably another $25,000 to $30,000 worth of work. If you want me to break it down, I can break down everything that we've done to the property, everything that we've added since that appraisal. I'd be glad to tell you. I know the pictures, it's sort of hard on the pictures, but we do have 5 bedrooms, a study, office, formal dining room, living room, 3 baths. And like I say, we've completed all one end. Each bedroom has its own individual Mitsubishi unit for, you know, temperature control for whomever. If it was to be turned into offices, I guess would be one thing. On the other end where the bedroom and office is at, we've done all new plumbing, electrical, have a lifetime guarantee on the foundation in that area that's transferable. It's all been spray foamed for insulation. We put new duct work in for the air conditioning unit. So we've spent quite a bit since that evaluation and that appraisal. But we're willing to go with that appraisal. But I know y'all may have to, you know, consider that or do it another way. But any questions, I'd be glad to try to answer them for you.
If I understand correctly, it's not currently on the market.
No, sir.
The first option at it, is that
right,
correct?
Right,
on the market, right.
Uh-huh, correct.
Do you have a timeline that you're, I mean, I know you, it sounds like a...
Well, I'd like to leave here with a check.
Yeah.
Actually, you know, we want to move forward with what our plans are. Of course, we'd be looking at wherever we go, trying to do something, getting something started there in the spring. But the last offers that we had, or not the last, but one of the first offers that we had was for us to remain on the property 6 months, I think it was. But I don't know, things may change if you want to.
So why would you rather sell it to us or to the city of Woodway as just to put it on the market?
Because I believe in the city of Woodway. My wife and I have always loved this community. And like I say, we've been here since 1987. So it's really, like I say, very get-go. We wanted to be able to get to a point to where we could just turn it over to the city of Woodway and walk away, but times have not allowed that.
So would we just keep it as a property and sell it to the public, or would we use it against the arboretum?
We don't make one of the business of flipping houses, but
that, I think that would be a city decision.
Do you know, or anyone else in the room know, like what the plan was with that?
Selling like offices is what you mentioned, like it could potentially.
I'm sorry?
The previous offers, when they were talking about it, do you know what their ideas were for the home?
Well, at one point, I think around the first time they approached us with it, they were talking about moving some of the city offices over there, some of the departments, because of the way it's broken up and the different offices that could be put in there. But I know they've always talked about expanding the walking trail and things of that nature. We thought about, you know, with the tank there, even ourselves opening it up, if we were able to put the lake in there for father-son or father-daughter fishing or something like that. Or
retreat area, kind of?
Ma'am?
Like doing a retreat area, is that what you're talking about?
Well, not necessarily a retreat, but just, you know, something that the community would have a place to go do something with, picnic tables and things of that nature on the walking trail. And it's a beautiful, beautiful place back there.
I can tell you, I was on city council several years ago, and we looked at your property.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
And it's just, it's not that there was any particular plans for it, but to have some more property that would adjoin the arboretum, just like, you know, we added on the pavilion while we had the space, and there will be other things that we want to do and to have the space to do it,
right,
whether it's parking, whether it's another building of some sort. You know, it leaves something for the future. And it looks like, I assume that's the creek there where that backs up.
Yes, ma'am. It actually...
It's a beautiful adjournment to what we have. I just think, you know, that addition offers so many opportunities in the future.
Yeah, it, you know, when you come down to the street there, you have the little runoff that goes into the creek, and then it drops to probably 25, 30 foot deep back there. And it has several areas that, you know, if you were to dam it up, the water could come back into several different areas, and it'd just be real pretty.
So we own, the city owns the property all the way up into this, your property, which butts right up to this part. What do we do with this portion over here? Is this nothing? Because it looks like I'm looking at it on a map, and I was just wondering what That's on the
Are
other
you looking
side.
At this map? I mean, it's
I'm
not
looking
a
at
very
this map,
map
and this
okay.
map, yeah. And I'm like wondering what that portion of land is. If
to
we
the
do.
Right of that road, that back road.
Yeah, that little road.
Trails.
There's walking trails
there are
over
some
there?
Walking trails. But not very well tracked.
I feel like that there was a lot of, last time I went over there was just a lot of like, the water lines or something that was going down there, and can you so you can go on the
there.
Other side? Mm-hmm. Okay, I wasn't.
You can. There's really no delineation between his property and that area. You don't see a lot of traffic back there. But
mm-hmm.
People do walk.
We have a lot of people that get over onto our property and cross our bridge and go over there. But
so Barbara. Was there ever a plan for like the house structure? Is it more just about the land? Like, are we concerned with the
more
house
the
or
land.
Is that something? What's it?
More about the land.
Just the land. So there's not.
Well, I mean, you know, things change, so I don't know.
Yeah.
What things are going at the time.
There was no need for like a building
there was
or more.
No.
I agree with the land's beautiful. And
it is beautiful. And it was simply a matter of if we ever want to continue to move with anything in the Arboretum, it gave us an opportunity to do it.
Sure.
Well, it seems like to me there's. I mean, it just over the course of last year, there's been a lot of needs for additional space, you know, for events and other things and people and the different types of citizens we have in Woodway. So I do feel like it could be beneficial to have another structure to use for something.
It could be, yeah.
I don't know what, you know, the state, obviously y'all are living in it, so it's fine.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
But, you know, I'm sure at some point it would probably need some sort of renovations or additions.
Which is the price?
I mean, I love the idea.
Yeah.
I believe the state, the law says that the city cannot pay more than the appraised value. Is that correct?
Yes, sir, that's correct.
Okay, so there's an appraise at 509?
Yes.
So the city would pay 509.
Okay.
Is that...
Yeah, that's
but that would be the best we could pay. Or
I just wouldn't assign any dollar amounts to the motion.
No, we're not voting on the dollar amount. It was just a question.
Yes.
What would the price be?
Thereabouts.
Thereabouts. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, I think it would be great to have. You don't get that opportunity to buy.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a great price too for 3 acres in town.
Three and a half.
Yeah, you can't.
Well, it's those three. I mean, there's only a couple of parcels that abut that. I mean,
that's what's so nice about it. It's only one other house down there that's on that circle, so you don't really have a lot of traffic, you know, as far as interfering with neighbors. But it's always been a real peaceful place. And like I say, the back is... probably over, I'd say, 2.5 acres. That's just beautiful back there.
Other questions for Mr. Tidmore? Mr. Tidmore, thank you.
Thank y'all very much.
All right, I will entertain a motion that the Parks and Recreation Commission recommend to the City Council to explore the possibility of purchasing the property at 8907 Rolling Green Drive.
I second.
Who made the motion? Oh, we have a motion.
I make the motion.
Okay, and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? I need it noted, please. I'm abstaining because I've known Mr. Tidmore's wife for a long, long time. His wife and my sister were on drill team together at La Vega High School, and I know that the chance of that coming up as a conflict would be zero, but I want to be 100% upfront with that.
Thank you.
All right, there we go. The page, we're on item 6, subcommittee reports. So we will talk about our parks here. Pogue Park.
I have nothing. I've had, and this has nothing to do with the previous dog discussion, but questions about loose dogs. What do people do, not just off-leash dogs, but dogs that don't appear to be attached to anyone in the park? And I've had a couple of people call me and say, what do we do? Because we're not sure we want our kids out here with loose dogs.
We have an animal control.
But that's what I recommend people calling. And I say I don't have any more pull than any other citizen in terms of reporting loose dogs. But is that the right way to go?
Yes, ma'am. I think that's the correct way to do it. During our business hours, if we see a loose dog, we'll call Albert Lopez, which is our code enforcement.
Right.
And but after hours, if y'all, I would recommend it to any resident, if you see a loose dog, to call public safety, and because they're the next ones in line to do anything as far as, you know, because Albert, which he's fixing to retire now.
Yeah.
Anyway. Worst comes to worst, you know, we can always get them out here and come pick them up.
Very good, because also Lakeside Park has had what appear to be abandoned dogs there. Abandon a dog in the summer here, so I took those on personally, but just loose dogs.
I will say, I live in that neighborhood, and there are loose dogs all the time, and so I don't know, I'm like, I don't know how they're getting out. But there is that open area that's on 84. So I feel like those houses along there, the dogs can trickle down there. So I don't know if there's any way to like enclose that back part.
I don't know.
Because I know you can go from the track through the bushes to that house that's right there. That's all there.
Whitehall, David is not here this evening. Anybody else?
Oh, wait, hold on. I wanted to say something about Poke.
I'm sorry.
The little roundabout that's there, the circle thing, whatever that's called.
Merry-go-round.
We call them.
What are they called?
Merry-go-round.
Merry-go-round. Oh, so my kids love it. Anyways, it's very old, and it goes really fast, and the kids love it. But the little padding that's around it, I feel like, is something that maybe we could look at updating.
I brought that up a couple of years ago.
And also,
I think I passed it on.
Okay, so I think it just need. I mean, even if we could do some sort of new padding or port in place. Something around there, that would be great. But also in the summertime, since that is so old and it's metal, it becomes 1,000 degrees.
Bring a towel.
And so bring a towel, or if we could at some point look into adding a shade structure, but I know that those are very costly. So, but just, you know.
Maybe replacing it with something more updated.
Right, they do have new material, and those things are very expensive, like, so I don't know which one would be more cost effective, a shade structure or a new whole new thing altogether, but those would be my suggestions to just keep that part kind of in tip-top.
Can Rodney work on the padding around it to start with?
Yes, sir. We actually repaired it, last time. It's mainly where the kids, because it's a foam rubber, we put an asphalt pad down, and the merry-go-round isn't probably maybe 7 years old.
Really?
Yeah, it isn't real. Time flies me up. Yeah. It might be 10 years. I don't think it's that old. But anyway, and we put a rubber mat down and glued it down. The pad is actually maybe 2 to 3 inches thick, and they're locked together like a piece of puzzle. Mm-hmm. And we put the asphalt down, glued all the padding down, but it's basically where the kids will grab around the merry-go-round and run. They just kind of leave a rut.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just... It's kind of wore out.
Yeah.
Needs to be...
I did notice you did that one was repaired where there was a hole in it. But yeah.
We had extra pieces of the puzzle and we just replaced that piece. But yeah, that could be something that we could budget as far as maybe removing the old merry-go-round and.
Well, I like that one because the kids can go really fast on that. All the new ones, they're like. You can't really spin them fast like this one. And so my kids would be really sad to take that out.
It's like a pre-lawsuit model.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
In that rock
I mean,
that's the lawsuit way back.
But
the rock on the playground.
I haven't seen
it. Oh,
it's
the
a
rock.
Playground. There's
yeah.
like one piece, and it's connected by a rock. And there's nothing on either side of the rock, and the rock is like.
Oh, yes.
5 feet off the ground. So kids just eat themselves off the side of that sometimes. Mm-hmm. That's the lawsuit. The merry-go-round is fine.
No, the merry-go-round is fine. It just gets really hot in the summertime. So I would love for some sort of shade to be over that at some point. But
we can explore that in the future.
Wishful thinking.
Exactly. All right, anything else on Pogue? And I'm sorry for interrupting.
That's okay.
Anything on Whitehall? Besides Dog Park, we've talked about one.
I can give a little update on the parking lot if y'all care.
Please.
Okay. Anyway, the parking lot, which a lot of people were still confused on what we were doing out there. You know, they thought we was going to build another pickleball court. And I'm like, no. And because I think it kind of interrupted their walk around the track. You know, they had to walk around because we had it locked off. Anyway, it's a parking lot, of course, but y'all should know that the contractors, they pretty much poured the last bit of cement today, and all they have left to do is do the lighting and the grounds work, you know, all the dirt work, and putting some sod out. And that ought to be pretty exciting for everybody. Well, besides, they're going to have to stripe the parking lot, but it should hold around 42 extra spots for cars. So, you know, I think it's a very good improvement to invite people to come over in the Woodway, you know, and without having to block the traffic or cause any kind of confusion with people. Because I think on weekends, that park gets pretty packed, the way I understand. And people park on both sides of the crepe myrtle trees, you know, on the driveway, and it's hard for any, you know, police department or fire truck or ambulance that get through there. It was just impossible. But anyway, that's about all I got.
Thank you. Anything else on Whitehall? Activity Park, Chris, you have anything new?
Needs rain.
Huh?
Needs rain.
It needs rain.
Yeah.
It does.
All else is good.
Yeah, I walked it the other day, and there was a path I liked from where people park for the bike trails. I could walk down that way and around and come up the other side of the park, and the lake is still up pretty high.
It is.
And it's cut off that trail of mine, which I'm disappointed, but I like that the lake is still up there pretty high. Lakeside Park, I walked that the other day. Everything looked good there. Anything else on Lakeside? Okay. And update on Woodway Family Center. Kristen is not here. Anything from anybody else on the Family Center?
I was there today.
Yes, ma'am.
And I just want to say to everyone who's in the city who's put together the programs, they are fabulous. I mean, there's just so much for any person to do, and it's not just for 55 and older. Like today at Pickleball, Van Davis was there teaching, doing a clinic, and they were all, I would say, 30 to 40 years old. And so that made me feel better because I'm not in that category. But I just think the programs are so, they're amazing. I mean, they're thoughtful, they're educational, they're entertaining. They've just done such a wide variety, and I just want to thank all of you who have put together those programs and continue to change them and add more. They're good.
We're coming to you. To add to that point, so it is 55 and up, but we love for the adult children of our 55 and up crowd to join their parents, and so that's what you saw today. So they're adult children coming with parents. So
okay.
We do limit it, but we're also on the honor system, and so I'm not, I don't always ask how
you're carding people to get in.
Sorry,
your ID, please.
We're on the honor system, but what you saw today was some of the adult children joined them, and we encourage that as well. We want to see that type of interaction. So yeah, they're fun. Also coming up is a survey on senior programming. We want to find out what else we can do. We've had some time with some classes that aren't going anywhere, so we want to fill that space with some different activities. So I'd say in the next week or so, you're probably going to see a survey come out on what do y'all want to see and what do you want to do. And so we're going to fill some of our, I'm going to call it dead space, just classes that aren't performing well. But the ones that are performing are exceeding expectations. back, trying to get Teresa to come back twice a week. We already doubled van scheduling, so hoping to just keep going and keep improving.
Yeah, he's doing great.
Okay. Thank y'all. Item 7, updates from City Council Liaison Mayor Pro Tem John Williams.
He is not here, but I'll handle it.
Thank you.
He and I discussed at the last meeting, as he is the new City Council Liaison, he's not really familiar with your group yet, but he does have a background in Parks and Recreation from previous employment. So what he really kind of wanted to do was get an idea from you on this one. He was going to give you an update on the former family center facility. And to fill that in, I don't think that there has been a firm anything yet. We're still waiting on some information on that. I will put this on a note on to be back on the agenda for the next meeting, though, so that we can continue to have that until y'all hear more about what's coming down the pipes. And obviously stay tuned for City Council agendas. And I'll cover a little bit more of that when we talk about upcoming meetings. We're trying to make it that a little easier for you too. But he has not updated me on any other business that he wanted to make you aware of. So the next item will be what he really wanted to discuss with you.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that would be anything else from item 7? Okay. All right, so item 8, discussion with Mayor Pro Tem or his designee on A, the role of the Parks and Recreation Commission, and B, goals for the future of Woodway's parks and recreation facilities. So to open this discussion with the Mayor Pro Tem's designee, we need a motion, please.
Motion
and a second?
Second.
All right, thank you very much. I'll turn it back over to the Mayor Pro Tem's designee.
Okay. Really what he wanted to understand from the group, since, like I said, he's not as familiar with your group, is what do you understand? Do you have a firm understanding of what your role as the Parks Commission is? What do you foresee your role as the Parks Commission would be the first item. How do you view your role as the Parks Commission? Do you want to have an active commission that is planning events? Do you want to focus on park improvements? Kind of how involved do you want to be? Or do you want to just kind of stick with what y'all are doing right now, which is there are proposals and things out there that are brought before you to make a recommendation to City Council? He doesn't want to start planning big things for you as events and things like that if you'd rather not do those things. So he's just trying to get a feel for what you want to do.
Can we put some thought into that and get back to you?
Absolutely. I can put it on the next agenda.
Okay.
But yeah, just be thinking about that. Are you looking to, because we've had some boards in the past that discussed having like cleanup days and things like that, and there would be big plans made, and then the board itself would not actually attend these events, and it wound up being a lot of staff work, but not board work. So if you're interested in doing those things, you know, kind of an idea of what you're interested in doing, if you would rather continue the advisory board role and do that, or do you want to really focus on park improvements? Kind of what do you foresee the next year of park board being? What would you like to happen? And we can put this on the agenda for the next meeting. Your next meeting will be in January. So that'll give you a little bit of time to kind of think about how you see that going forward. And then the B is, again, kind of your goals for the parks and recreation facilities. And again, we can put that on the next agenda as well. Think about the parks and recreation facilities in town. Dream big if you want to. Obviously, nothing's guaranteed, but give him an idea of, as a council member, what direction you want to see our facilities headed in. You know, Are there improvements that you foresee for the future down the road that they can begin planning on as a city council, you know, as they consider future budget needs and things of that nature? So, and we can just put this on the next agenda, and hopefully he'll be able to attend that meeting and you can have a little further discussion with him about it.
I have a question on item A.
Okay.
In city charter, bylaws, I'm not sure what the term is the role of this commission defined?
You are an advisory board to the city council. That would not change. As far as things that take place for, say, the Arboretum wanted to plan a big event or something like that, those things will still come to you. But what he's talking about is, as a Parks Commission, do you want to, you know, we've talked in the past about the Easter egg hunt or a park cleanup day or things like that. Do you want to also take on doing some kind of an event? Do you want to proactively plan some things as, you know, maybe have a subcommittee, you know, instead of just having our subcommittees give reports where we would, we noticed this at Pogue Park. Would you rather have your subcommittees be like, you know, this little group is thinking we could do X, Y, and Z at Pogue Park, and we can make a recommendation to city council to explore that? How proactive do you want to be? You're still not going to vote this through as the budget, but you can be more proactive in the planning of things and in the recommendations to city council versus just having things brought before you for you to then make a recommendation about. Okay. Yeah.
Thoughts, questions?
We'll think about it.
Yeah. He just, you know, trying to be considerate. Everybody has different time availabilities and things like that. So he's just trying to get an understanding of what direction you want to take.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
That's item 8, A and B. Is that correct? Okay. Item 9, an update on upcoming events. City staff, who will be doing that?
It would be me.
Okay.
Y'all have your calendars, your trusty, handy-dandy calendars. You'll see a big announcement on October right there where all the past stuff is. City council meetings are, thanks to this little camera up here, now being live-streamed. We want to make them available for people that may be not able to attend every meeting. I've given you the information on how to access those streams. It's done on YouTube, but it's also linked through our city website, so it's very easy to find and get to. It started at the beginning of October, that first meeting. That meeting is recorded. So from now forward, you will see the past meetings if you want to go back and watch something, or you can live stream and watch your city council in action. So that's available to you. Going forward, obviously, this weekend, we have the Cops and Kids drive-thru. Bring your kids. We're all excited. We've all got our costumes prepped and ready to go. Candy, candy, candy. I know the parents are excited about that. The All Hallows Groove concert featuring Suede will be also at the Arboretum that evening, and it should be a really fun time. Food trucks and some things like that for the adults that don't want to drive through and get candy down at the park.
Do you need help on Saturday?
We are actually, it's all staff tents at the drive-thru, but if you just want to come out and hang out as a board member, you're welcome to come join us. So I know the mayor will be out there. I'm sure we'll have more than one city council person out there. And there's always something to do because we have a very long line of cars that comes through. So there's always something to do. So you're welcome to join us. City council meeting next Monday. The Carly and Bride Arboretum is having a pumpkin painting party. So those of you that have kids or grandkids, there's limited spots, so you'll want to call them to sign up. But that should be a lot of fun. You'll see I've included a couple of notes over at the Whitehall, especially over at the Arboretum, but that whole Arboretum, they're planning more programming. for things to do. So they're doing guided nature walks, they're having story time, that information's on here. Another really important day and my personal favorite event of the city is the Veterans Breakfast on the morning of November 7th. If you know a veteran or a veteran, please RSVP to the Arboretum and please attend that. It is a very special morning that we have. You see the city council meetings and things that are coming up. And then our very Merry Woodway Christmas is on December 19th. We have a tree lighting ceremony. We're trying to find a big button or a lever or something for the mayor to light up the Christmas tree. Special event, lots of food trucks and things like that. Should be really pretty. They're working really hard on that. On the January calendar, your next meeting will be January 23rd, is the next time this group will meet. And again, the city council dates for 2025 have not been officially approved yet. So stay tuned for those. As soon as they're approved, they'll be approved by city council. And then those will hit the website and things like that. You'll be able to find those out. But that's why city council is not on the January meeting. So.
Thank you.
Yes.
Questions on the upcoming schedules and events? Well, that appears to be item 9. Item 10, I will be happy to entertain a motion to adjourn.
I make a motion that we adjourn.
And a second. All in favor?
Aye.
It is 6:31 p.m., an hour and 1 minute.
Awesome. Thank you. Before everybody runs off, though, I have moved up here to City Hall. Our new admin down in Community Services is Angel Holland.
Hi, Angel.
And she will be taking over the admin duties for this commission. So I may be here in January to help her out, but she is transitioning into this role. So she will take very good care of you. And anything that you need, contact her or I for the time being. And then you'll start getting emails from her probably for the next meeting. And she'll take good care of you.
Welcome. Thank you.